Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Go to the ESPN app, click more. It's on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and you take us with you. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Yes, take us with you.
By the way, we were asking earlier in the show about Saquon Barkley. Now that he's reestablished value, Shepard's out for the year. Look, Jay and I and Key all say, well, Key says maybe by the trade deadline if you pretty much know you're out of it. Jay and I both say no to trading Saquon Barkley, but what if you could get a third-round pick for him? Would you do it, Giants fans? Meantime, Rodgers.
Max, you know, yeah. Can I, real quick, before we go on, I love how people on social media, we talk about Robert Saleh keeping receipts. Mm-hmm. That's what somebody said to me. At just a damn Bill 7. Max Kellerman was so happy when NY took Saquon. He killed the Cowboys for taking Zeke at 4, but came up with all kinds of stuff on it was cool to take Barkley at 2. He was all with it.
This is what I said. This is what I said at the time. I always acknowledge
so
that idea.
So they saying that they got the receipt.
Yeah.
That Max flipped.
Yeah.
That Max
I always thought.
Well, maybe
I
forgot.
I never
17,000 shows.
I never thought that you draft a running back 2 overall. However, when the Giants did it, I was happy because for once I get to root for a player like Saquon. Giants never had a dude like that. Not like that. I mean, out of college, he was the best prospect ever at the position in terms of size, speed, everything. Like, there's never been a guy who coming in, you're like, he has a higher ceiling than this. Like, you think a dude like McCaffrey or Kamara, now make him 20 pounds bigger.
I mean, you know, I saw Adrian Peterson in college.
He couldn't catch like this, though.
Didn't matter, man. That stuff that he had in between the holes. No, I get it. It just, you know, Saquon was.
Reggie Bush 40 pounds bigger. You got 30 pounds. Yeah, you got Saquon Barkley.
Of course. I mean, but in terms of trading him, I'm going to take it all the way up to the trade deadline if I can. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we got to make a decision on paying him. I'm not going to let him. I'd rather take a Ford and let him walk out the door. Yeah. Ooh, that was like a rhyme or something. Ain't that what y'all call it, Jay?
But by the way, that guy who tweeted it, Jay, he's right. I was coming up with all kinds of mental gymnastics why it was a good thing. Because I'm a Giants fan, damn it.
It happens.
Who else tweeted at you, Jay?
A lot of people today.
Yeah, a lot of people tweeted at you?
Yeah. A lot of people wanting to see you dance, Max. They want to see, you know.
Bet you they do.
They're like, oh, he can spit lyrically, but can he move to hip-hop?
You never know, do you?
All right. Keep them guessing, Max.
You remember, I was Kid Freeze back in the day.
Kid Freeze?
Yeah, popping. Yeah. Oh, had everything. The Egyptian. What did you need?
The Egyptian.
You want me to give you some windmills right now? I'm talking about this is hip-hop stuff from back in the day.
Egyptian.
No, the Egyptian was, you know.
Yeah,
like
the whole. Yeah.
Well, that, you know, electric boogie type stuff, yeah.
Boogie, woogie, oogie.
Right. What's that?
With his nylon sweats on.
Oh, all day. Oh, dang,
nylon,
you know,
Jay. Nylon.
Cardboard. Cardboard, just put it out in the park. Yeah. Got the shell top Adidas, the suede Pumas, you know, the Latigras, the Lees with the crease.
Shoestrings this thick.
Yeah, of course.
Walking around with a Kango on and some gazelle glasses.
Yeah, diamond laces. Glasses. You got the black and white diamond laces, yeah.
Look at him, he's trying to be black. What's wrong with this guy? Get him out of here.
Just look fresh to me. All my friends dress like that. All right, look.
Fake Rolex on.
No, that was before that anyone even knew about a Rolex. Yeah, it was before swatches. All right. I asked before the break, guys, who is in a better position to get out of the NFC? The Bucks or the Packers? Now, at this moment, the Bucks don't have the receivers.
Yeah, they're
but they're going to have receivers eventually.
Wound it up. Yeah, Chris they Godwin, will.
Mike Evans come back. Yeah.
Mike Tannenbaum, I thought, brought up a great point yesterday, which is even with everything that went wrong for the Bucs, they were there at the end of the game. And the thing about Tom Brady and what Aaron Rodgers still's got to show me in the playoffs is can you get by? If it comes down to Packers Bucs, can Aaron Rodgers? I already know Tom Brady's going to make the plays he needs to make. Will Rodgers?
And by the way, if they do match up, Tom Brady is the kind of guy that does not forget on how they lost, right? So the fact that they had delay of game, they could have had 2 delay of games. Like, and once again, receipts, right? If that's Aaron Rodgers making comments about the Jumbotron, Tom Brady remembers all that stuff. If his team is complete, like, that will play a factor into it.
I just think it's a little different this year for Green Bay than it's been in the past and Aaron Rodgers. I just could see I could see some stuff that he's doing.
Explain that. I know you're getting a sense of things. Sometimes it may be hard to articulate to people who, like, well, what are you seeing?
First of all, the defense is better sooner.
All right.
Okay. And they are in their second year in Joe Barry's system. Mm-hmm. So naturally, they're going to be better. Mm-hmm. Right. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to do everything as he had to do in the past. Those young receivers that he has are only going to get better. Aaron Jones is still there. And I look at, they put one in the bag in their pocket with beating the Tampa Bay Bucs, however you want to look at it, whether it was 12, 14, whether it was 14, 28, whatever the score was, they put it in their pocket. They didn't do that in the past, right? They would lose to Tampa Bay. They would lose to...
But you said you saw Rodgers
doing some
things.
Oh, yeah. The ball's just coming out, man. He just looked different. I got cheated in my playing days. Why they do me like this?
You ever see anyone that you'd rather catch a pass from than Aaron Rodgers?
Nah.
That's perfect, huh?
No, I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Rodgers is even a little better, I think, to your eye.
It just comes out different. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as he just whips it out, bam, and it's just gone. You know, Tom Brady throws a nice, catchable, pretty ball, but everything's got to be set up perfectly, and then he lets it go where Aaron Rodgers picks it up, boom, it's gone. So all that Patrick Mahomes picks it up, it's gone. You know, and you see it. You got a chance to catch it, snatch it, and go.
How come more wide receivers don't want to come to Green Bay then?
Say it again.
Yeah.
As I'm playing Miami.
The question,
it's not that they don't want to go. Their Green Bay free agents do go to Green Bay. The problem is when you talk – okay, first of all, top flight receivers are not available. They're not – you're under contract. It's not like if you're any good, Jay – they're not allowing you to get out of the building unless it's via trade.
Yeah, you don't want to get to free agency. Yeah. It means you didn't get your guaranteed money.
That means
money.
You're not good. If they're letting you get to free agency, you're not good. So when you talk about the top receivers, all those dudes, A.J. Browns and DeAndre Hopkins and Davante Adams and all of those guys, they tried to keep Davante Adams in Green Bay. He was like, oh, no, man, I want out of here. So eventually they let him.
But what I'm interested in, well,
and I get though Adams though because it's Vegas is closer to home for him and family going to games and stuff like that, playing with Derek Carr. I'm just curious like how other top wide receivers, personality wise, view Aaron Rodgers.
I think they would love to play with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is no knock on Milwaukee or Green Bay or nothing like that. But from a regional, it's almost like in basketball, the small market can't get the big dudes right in the hoops. They're not going to go there.
I want to back up for a second. We all talked about the guys that we really have the pom-poms out for, right? Jay has Josh Allen. I have Patrick Mahomes, if I have to choose just one. Yeah. You have Rodgers. And since Rodgers and Mahomes are similar in certain ways, but I actually think Mahomes' personality is more contagious than Rodgers, let's say. But – And I think his arm's a little more electric, too.
I don't know about that. I feel like sometimes that may be like a projected personality because internally, man, you see what Aaron Rodgers does. You hear some of his teammates. But
that's what I want to know from you, Key. When you look at Rodgers, there must be a reason why, in the end, if you have to choose one guy, it's him. Can you describe the difference between him and even like a Mahomes? Why do you prefer Rodgers?
Well,
by even a little bit.
I don't know, man. Everything is smooth. It's not herky-jerky. Not that Mahomes is, but I want to just run the route and know that when I hit whatever mark it is, that thing is right up on me and it's gone. That's what I like as a receiver. I don't want to run my route and then look behind. And Patrick does some amazing stuff. But I don't want to be running around and doing all that.
You want to be on schedule.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Okay.
I just don't want
to
do it.
Rodgers has the ability to be off schedule, but somehow it's still on schedule.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, Mahomes is great. Look, man.
The same reason that I probably like Mahomes a little more as a viewer. He likes him a little less as a receiver.
You know how people say, which one would you take, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody said to you, well, if right now, it would depend on your life.
That's interesting.
Right? Which one would you take? I'll take either one to save me. I don't want Geno Smith. I'd rather just take the punishment you're giving me.
Max, that time in comment is fast because I heard players about this like with white chocolate, right? Jason Williams.
Yeah. Plays,
like passes come like, whoa, like the ball would pop up and you'd be like, oh. Like you had to always, whereas with Jason Kidd, it was always on time and deliberate. Like you mm-hmm. knew it was coming and it was just
so really what precise. You're saying is you're the king of the Jay Wills.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something
about the Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers in that game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Randall Cobb ran an inside slant route. Soon as he hit his foot, the ball was gone. He was able to snatch and go. Okay. Romeo Doubs scored a touchdown. Soon as he replaced the corner and he ran a little simple slant, the ball was gone. It wasn't a
– Yeah.
It was none of that. It was gone. And now you're able to catch it, see the rotation and the laces rotating. You're able to focus in, put your thumbs together, snap it, put the pinkies down, tuck and dive in and score. I don't want to be working extra. I don't want to be diving at my shoelaces, going behind me. I don't want none of that.
See, I could have told you that, Jay, but I wanted to hear Key say it.
Yes.
No, I mean, really, that's the difference between someone who's played the game at a certain level. There's like a little expertise where you're putting your eyes on Rodgers and seeing a little extra.
Like even Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. In the game that the pass game with Rodgers, or even the pass game in Indianapolis to Kelce on the corner route, Patrick Mahomes pushed the ball. Kelce is seeing the flight of the football, the rotation. He's just like, okay, this is in the breadbasket. I got it. Nice and smooth. I can tuck and I can go. He wasn't turning around, right. Twisting. Oh, I don't want that. I get so fired up because
– That's all you had until the Testaverde a little
Vinny
bit.
I had Vinny and I had Brad a little bit. But even Brad's rotation was
it's not
nice.
Testaverde.
It wasn't a zipper.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was able to know that that thing's coming at 6 miles
He's
an
like,
hour.
Beggars can't be choosers. As long as you just put it in the vicinity, I'm okay.
Oh, it's just the best thing ever, Aaron Rodgers, as far as that goes.
Keyshawn,
now, personality-wise, I could handle him.
He was a starving man, and they're showing him a full steak dinner when they looked at him. Oh, my God, that looks so good. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. If you didn't hear Michael Irvin on First Take yesterday, Key had a front row seat. Key was...
Amen.
He went on an all-time rant. Here it is.
I have faith in Russ. We trust. I said that this is true, and Russ delivered. Oh, my God. The Cowboys are 2-0 under Cooper Russ. The season is not over. It just started. I'm going to tell you this, too. I have been hurting because I have been having to tell the truth about how great Philadelphia look, and they do look great. And I said there is no chance. But with that finger licking, pass Russ, we do got a chance. Now, we should talk about CeeDee Lamb. Did you know the number 8 stands for new beginning? That's why 88 is so special. God knows I needed so many new beginnings. And 88s can take a new beginning. The Bible talks about men like this. They call them mighty men of valor. You might mess up, but you will do everything you have to do to make your mess up right. And that's what CeeDee Lamb did last night. He did everything. You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the plays. And then the one-handed stab for the grab of the touchdown on the go-ahead. It's what playmakers do. It's what 88 do. I'm going to be quiet. Maybe I've overtalked and maybe I've overextended my welcome. I may not ever be back again, but I got in what I needed to get in. So I'm going to just woosah.
You tossed for 11 minutes straight.
He sweating more than he did after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I had a front row seat to Michael Irvin's performance on First Take when we were in Dallas doing a show, sweating. But he gives you everything he's got.
Everything. And Michael Irvin, is some of the stuff he was saying is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CeeDee Lamb, you know, redeemed himself after the big drop, got the touchdown. But they ran the ball well, and they played solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can continue
better than solid, boy. They came after
Daniel
Jones.
Yeah, but if they can continue to do that with Lawrence and Parsons and Diggs could hold his end up in the back end with the secondary, and you have an offensive line that could push the defense backwards and a quarterback, and that maybe not Cooper Rush, maybe it's Dak Prescott. And they implement sort of the same game plan that Cooper Rush is rolling with. The Dallas Cowboys can catch the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm being serious here now, Max. I'm not looking for a click. I'm being serious.
Okay.
This is a 13-type win team. Okay? So if you 13-4 or, you know, not 13. Yeah, 13 and 4. If you're 13 and 4, you probably are going to have the first round bye in NFC. Probably. Well,
only one of them.
Only one.
Yeah.
Only one. And you'll probably get that.
Maybe.
And if they can keep this recipe together, the Cowboys are going to probably wind up in a Super Bowl. If they keep that formula, because what did Tampa Bay do when they first got Tom Brady? Their defense hit fire. And Brady made some plays.
You know what I think it's going to come down to as
you're talking? They scored. They did some stuff. But that defense is ultimately why. So, same thing with the Rams a year ago. Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and that defense is the reason.
You mentioned
hold on, Max.
Diggs.
Don't let that go over. I just want to make sure.
Don't let what go over?
No. Just want to make sure. Super Bowl Cowboys.
I'm telling you.
I hear you.
I'm just marking it down.
I feel more comfortable. That's the first person who's saying it.
Same here.
Thank God. Everyone always says it, and they never do it, and I was getting nervous because no one was saying it.
Look, dude, if you keep putting these wins in your pocket.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if Dak Prescott comes back and he wet the bed, that's something different. But Cooper Rush is playing where he's putting them in his pocket one at a time. W's at a time. W's at a time.
The corner's name on Dallas, brother plays in
Diggs. Buff-
Diggs, right. But I'm trying to remember his first name.
Trayvon.
Trayvon Diggs. Yeah. Okay. What you just said makes a lot of sense to me. When you said if the secondary holds up, Trayvon Diggs, as they mentioned to you on the broadcast, he's a risk taker, right? He's boom or bust type guy.
Yeah.
Really, what you're saying may come down to like turnover differential plus two, you're going to win most of those games. It might come down to does he, when he takes that risk in the secondary, does he come away with the ball or not, right? It's a type of team where if he makes one or two plays, that could be the difference in the playoffs.
It could be. Now, take the four teams in the NFC. Just give me four teams in the
Eagles.
NFC. What do they have?
Everything.
Well, it seems like they got defense.
They got the offense.
And offense. They got defense.
Yeah.
They got a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes as of now.
Yep.
And they got a strong running game and an offensive line that can push.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me another team.
Green Bay.
What does Green Bay have?
Defense.
They got defense. They got a nice running game. They got a quarterback that typically don't make mistakes. So that's two teams.
But he's a different type of quarterback.
No, but that's not the recipe,
I'm not
though,
counting
Jay.
Out the Rams with McVay and Stafford and Aaron Donald.
You
I'm not
can't
counting
count
them out
because they won the Super Bowl, so you can't count them out. But give me the other two teams you think.
In the NFC, I mentioned the Rams. And
Tampa Bay.
Tampa, you have to mention.
What do they have? They have defense and an okay running game and a quarterback that really don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Right? So if you keep all that down and you take that recipe is portable. Okay? How did San Francisco get to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they threw the damn ball everywhere. They ran the ball, and that defense got them to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. That quarterback is important, though. You can't go out there and trick it off by giving the ball to the other team.
So it comes to this now. Dak, look, we saw this with the Eagles. They simplified things for Nick Foles. The team responded. They won the Super Bowl. Wentz comes back, and he's trying to do too much. And people say, well, why don't you just run the same offense? Well, because Wentz wasn't listening.
He was listening. They paid him $100-something million, so they call him plays
on
that money.
But from what I heard out of Philly, he also wasn't being cooperative,
right?
That
could be true, too, though.
So Dak seems to me to have a different personality than Wentz. I don't think Dak needs to make it all about himself.
I don't think he will.
So do you think when he gets back, they will call the same stuff they're calling from Cooper Rush, and will Dak be able to do it?
I do haven't played with a number of quarterbacks in my career and having quarterbacks get hurt and other guys coming back and then having success with guys that, having success with guys that replaced the other guys. And when the guy came back, we kept the same recipe and we were able to do the things we needed to do. I think that they, in a 3-game sample size, or maybe even 4 by the time Dak comes back, plus last year when they won, they look at that tape and they say, okay, let's simplify it a little bit more. And let's do it this way because this is the way it's working for us. And I do believe that Cowboys will do it that way.
Two teams that I think should be in championship conversation, but at the end of the day, I'm not sure they will be, are the Saints. And we've talked about them with Jameis Winston, right, having the back injury. That's a different thing now. You look at them differently now. And the question for me about the Cowboys, like, we talk about what their pass rush is. We talk about what that defense is, all these rankings, right, that are in the upper echelon of the NFL. It comes down to, do you trust Dak Prescott in the big moments? That's what it comes down to for the Cowboys.
Dak Prescott has done some stuff. He brought some teams back.
By the way, he should have beaten Aaron. If it was anyone else other than Aaron Rodgers or maybe Patrick Mahomes,
but he did not.
The Cowboys would have won that game against Green Bay in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he did not. Yeah, so but like we always talk about good things always happen to him. Good thing. Like, are the Cowboys one of those teams like where it's like good things don't happen to this team?
Well, that's one of the reasons I ask about
good
Cooper
things
Rush.
Good things are happening to him. They win it.
Well, with Cooper
when,
Rush.
When everybody
with Cooper Rush, but not with
but if you take what the
Yeah, you're
the
saying
game
that
plan.
The strategy is portable.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. But what Jay is saying is nothing good ever happens for that guy. The reason in football where if you're winning with a certain guy, it's like leave it alone, is because there's so many variables that it's hard to know exactly what's causing what. But what you do know, if something's working, you know that. And if, now, let's say Dak gets back for the Rams game and they lose the game. And then all of a sudden they go to Philly and they lose to Philly, who might be the best team in the NFL. Now all of a sudden people are going to look, even if Dak is, it's not his fault, or Cooper Rush would have lost too. And we're starting to say, oh, hold up.
Yeah,
they're winning with
Cooper
this dude, losing with that dude.
Cooper Rush gave you such, I was going to say greatness, but I ain't
going to. Goodness.
I thought about goodness. I'm like, is that a word? But he gave you something positive.
Yeah, goodness.
And you look at it.
He's
the
goodest quarterback in the NFL.
But you look at that and you say to yourself, what is the game plan? What is that? Is it we're only going to have six different runs? We're going to have four different dropbacks. We're going to have two of these, three of those, and this is how we've been winning. Now you give that to Dak Prescott and you don't deviate from that. You don't need to go in with a menu of plays when the small stuff is working and you never get to the menu of plays. Them menu of plays that you see them coaches, mm-hmm. when them dudes don't even use half that stuff on there, almost cursed. Because it's mind-boggling. Yeah. It's mind-boggling.
Let
they
me show you how
plays.
Smart I am. All right, look.
Standing here, play sheet this big. They sit up there going, it's like, man, you're looking at
y'all,
three plays.
Y'all running five plays. Exactly.
Just stop. And that's how you win.
Some maybe consider Derek Carr an elite quarterback.
Well, say Keyshawn.
Quarterback. Some may not. Here's the question. Is he still a franchise quarterback? We're going to answer that coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're playing Real or Not Real here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Shannon, why don't you do the honors?
Absolutely.
More mayonnaise for me, please.
You don't need to change your voice to do that, man. Just say absolutely.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Normal. No, in all seriousness, we're doing Real or Not Real, looking at some franchise quarterbacks. There's some questions out there, some injuries, some uncertainty looking forward. So no other place to start than my New York Giants. Keyshawn, I will start with you. Real or not real, Daniel Jones as a franchise quarterback, Key, what you got?
I would say not real. I mean, it was very evident they didn't pick up the fifth-year option. And look, he is in a situation that he probably can't win. They probably already got their mind made up. maybe he could be a stopgap guy again for him in a couple years or something like that. But he's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, it's not real, man. Look, he shows flashes. And look, I'm a Duke guy. I want my Duke guy to win. But he's too inconsistent. And at the end of the day, as a franchise quarterback, I want somebody that can elevate the level of my team's play consistently. And I do not see Daniel Jones being that person for
this
franchise.
Jay has told you several things today. He's the king of the Jay Wills and of the Dukies.
Yes, I am.
And of the Dukies.
Yes, I am. Both.
Yeah, he's not a franchise quarterback. Come on, man. You knew that the day he was drafted when they reached for him at six. That's a day two guy. Come on, man. That's Gettleman legacy. Let's go.
All right. Without being too much of a prisoner in the moment, Keyshawn, Jalen Hurts, franchise quarterback, real or not real?
Boo!
I think it's real. I've always liked Jalen Hurts coming out of Alabama when they took him in the second round. The stigma's always going to be there because he was a second-round pick. He had to change that narrative. He's done it so far this year. I think he's a franchise quarterback. Whatever picks they have, they can use them on something else to build this team.
Yeah, it's real. I only boo because I'm a Giants fan and I hate the Eagles. And that's for you, Yates. But at the end of the day, I am a fan of Jalen Hurts as a person. And to watch his maturation, to watch what he's done in these first three games in the MVP conversation, he is that guy for the franchise.
I hate everything Eagles. Oh, do I hate the Eagles. The only thing left for Jalen Hurts to do is keep doing what he's doing. I mean, yeah, is he a franchise quarterback? Guys, he's putting himself in the conversation if he just keeps doing this among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Just keep doing what he's doing right now. Yeah, so the answer is yes.
Shows you what happens when a quarterback who's dynamic, who actually has weapons, can actually achieve.
Right, and also continues to improve. He and Josh Allen remind me of each other in the sense that they're multi-threat quarterbacks who started at one level and just kept getting better, and he's still getting better.
All right, well, let's stay in the NFC East. Keyshawn, Dak Prescott as a franchise quarterback, real or not real?
Can I ask a question first, Key? Why does he keep calling you by your full name? Why don't he just say Key?
You have to ask him that.
I don't. Okay.
Keyshawn, I think it's franchise quarterback for Dak Prescott, real or not real?
I think it's real, but here's what I'm going to ask you. How long do you have to be with the team to be the franchise quarterback? Is it 5 years, 3 years, 10 years? That's the only team you're ever going to play for. But I think he is. I just think that because of his situation, a lot of money, and the Cowboys haven't gone anywhere, and at some point in time, the Cowboy fans and people are going to get tired of Dak Prescott if they're not advancing on a consistent basis. But, yes, he is a franchise quarterback.
It's real to me, everything that Key just said. You just need to see it in the postseason now. That's what we're all waiting to see.
I mean, yeah, man, Dak is he's good. I've always thought he's good. I think he's very good. The whole question with Dak is always, was he on his way to greatness? And a lot of people assumed he was. I was never sure about that, and I still don't know. It seems like he's plateaued at very good.
And you know what's so interesting? Because when I look at franchise quarterbacks, it's a long tenure.
Yeah.
With that double digits, that whole deal. And all the franchise quarterbacks that are that long in tenure, they've gone to Super Bowls and they won Super Bowls. Otherwise,
or at least made playoff runs. Phillip Rivers.
Made strong playoff runs that people were like, we're going to eventually get it. We're going to eventually get it. Mm-hmm. Is he that type of guy?
You don't have to be great to win Super Bowls, though. You can be a good quarterback with a great defense and win Super
Bowls.
That's
right. But to
be a franchise quarterback, though, Jay, it's a tenure that you – Russell Wilson, 10 years, went to two Super Bowls.
Was he a great quarterback?
Was he a great quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Franchise quarterback.
See? But that's my point.
He was a franchise quarterback on a really dominant defense.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Once again.
Yes.
Eli Manning?
Yes.
Yep.
Super Bowl.
Donovan
Super
McNabb?
Super Bowl.
Yep.
All I'm saying.
Yep.
You get it. Let's go, Shan.
All right. Real or not real on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Looking at franchise quarterback. The next quarterback on the list for Key, Mac Jones. Real or not real, franchise quarterback.
They drafted him to be the franchise quarterback. And I would say, based on that, it's real. Now, I don't know what the new head coach is going to think in 5 years when Belichick retires, what it is, but as of right now, yes.
This is an in-between one. This was on its way to being real. And I think that's the thing for Mac, right? It can be real, but there are hiccups there. It makes you wonder.
Jay, you hit it on the head. Here's the thing. This is how I would put it. When your talent isn't off the charts, you have much less margin for error in your career to be a franchise quarterback. That includes injury. Like, Eli Manning didn't have off-the-charts talent. He was an Iron Man on top of everything else. Never missed a game. If you're Mac Jones, like Jalen Hurts eyeball test, you go, ooh, he can do a lot of things. Mac Jones can't. He can do certain things. Because of that, if you're out for the season or you're going to lose, oh, that's a big monkey wrench
in
it.
I think he's a franchise quarterback.
I'm going to say yes also.
As Bill Belichick's there.
I'm going to say he is a franchise quarterback, but the margin for error now is practically down to nothing for me if he misses the season.
All right, I'm interested to get you guys' answer on this next quarterback. Real or not real franchise quarterback, Tua. Key, what say you?
I would say
– moment of truth.
Not real.
Ooh.
I would say that there's still a lot of reservation out there on what he's going to do over the long haul, not a short quarter and a half sample size over a season. I think that they are still evaluating it, although they may not admit that they're evaluating him. I think they're still evaluating, and it depends on where the season goes from here.
So there's no reservation on Mac Jones because Bill Belichick is there. Mike McDaniel talks about his relationship with Tua all the time. It's not even a question to me. This is real.
I think it's
this
real.
This is real.
I think it's real, but like Mac Jones, I needed it, things have to break right. He has to continue to develop. By the way, same thing with Jalen Hurts. But the fast guys have a little more wiggle room because they're multidimensional.
But Max, he feels very different than Mac Jones to me.
He does feel he feels similar to Mac Jones to me in the sense
it feels different, man.
Well, hold on. He is more advanced
just
in his career than Mac
Jones.
Just look at
the way Tua walks compared to Mac Jones.
He's more advanced in his career than Mac
Jones. That within itself is different.
They played for the same school. Mac Jones set all the records. He's tall. Tua is a little more mobile. Tua is a little more accurate, maybe. I think they're similar, but Tua has had an extra year in the league, has proven more, and is in a very good setup, better than Mac Jones right now in terms of the weapons around him. I'm going to say yes, he is a franchise quarterback, but he still needs to show it. He needs to continue to do what he's doing.
Okay. Well, so why is that any different than what I said?
It's not real. I'm so going to say real. Okay. I'm going to say real.
Because Keith said not real.
But it's like borderline.
Because I say not real because they got to see more.
Who did I always compare him to, Jay? Like everyone said Drew Brees, he could be a left-handed Drew Brees.
Yeah.
The trajectory of his career, when a lot of people were writing him off, I was saying, actually, compare him to Drew Brees. It's similar. He's coming along. Still a long way to go to be Drew Brees, but he has to continue doing what he's doing, and he's a franchise quarterback.
He's just a gamer to me, but okay.
Week 4 is already here.
Are you looking at me?
Bengals and Dolphins. Key has doubts. Jay says Tua is the greatest quarterback since Dan Marino. And
lies.
I, of course, am in the middle where reasonable people are.
No, Brian.
you would frame that whole conversation like that.
Right.
He's better than Greasy.
Reasonable.
Right, better than Greasy. Is Key ready to hop on the Dolphins bandwagon? At least, if not Tua, at least the Dolphins, yes or no?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What it do, Max?
Yeah, what do it do, Jay?
We're talking about Dak Prescott being the franchise quarterback. Key had made this great mention before about the longevity it takes for franchise quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if the fan base
or Jerry
Jones.
Let's define franchise quarterback first.
Like Ben Roethlisberger is.
No, but let's define it. What benchmark? To me, a franchise. I have a little
long
lower.
Tenure.
I have a little lower expectation.
No, long tenure to me is 8+.
Wow.
I think long tenure is you got to get to your second contract. You got to fulfill your second contract.
Your second contract, that's 8+.
Fulfill your second contract.
Yeah,
right, so you get drafted by the team, fulfill your second contract. That's like 8 years, right? At 8+. I agree.
Yeah, 8+.
And I think you need to have a winning record. Like if you're above 500 for your 8-year-plus career, you're a franchise quarterback.
You ain't going to make it because you're not going to make it.
If you're above 500?
Okay, so above 500.
Yeah.
So if you start off slow and then on the second half, you all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, let's say.
But if you start off hot and you fizzle out, they're going to get rid of
this
you.
This is ain't what I think. Here's the minimum standard. You got to make the playoffs on average, let's say you never win a Super Bowl. In that case, you got to make the playoffs on average every other year.
50% of the time.
And you got to win at least a playoff game every 3 or 4 years. That if you do that,
but you're not going to be around, Max. You got to understand what I'm saying. You're not going to be around that long. You're just not. They're not going to keep you.
Let's think of examples.
They're not
going to keep you. So Dak and company, they have to win. They have to win a playoff game this year.
Been a long time.
But they win a lot of regular season games.
This
defense, though.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice for them to
win
a playoff
game.
It would be extremely nice for them to win a playoff game. There's no question about it. But Dak Prescott, because of the money. He's going to get 2023 with no problem at all.
He'll get rid of Mike McCarthy.
But I'm saying this. We're talking about the NFC being open, right?
Yeah.
Look how depleted Tampa Bay is. Look at Green Bay and what they're dealing with, a young wide receiving core, right?
Rams, Odell's gone.
There's a lot of moving Eagles, we're saying, are potentially the most complete team in the NFC. So the door is open,
coach,
once again, for the Cowboys with this defense, with Dak coming back, with the bag he got to be that team.
They have a chance to be.
Yes.
They have a chance, but that's not going to define him as a franchise quarterback. That's why I was like, the money helps him, and let's see past 2023. If they don't do anything this year, 2023 is a watch year.
That's a watch year.
But they're going to get rid of Mike
keep
McCarthy.
Kicking the can
first.
Down
it's a
the road.
Watch year, though. I'm telling you.
So Mike McCarthy's gone, then a new coach.
And then a year to get used to the coach.
Well, not if there's Dan Quinn. Not if there's Dan Quinn. There's continuity.
Yeah, that's right.
See,
right?
The franchise quarterback is Matt Ryan with the Falcons. He go to the playoffs. Doesn't really.
Yeah,
they win all
example.
The time. They go to the playoffs. You know, all that. That's Matt Ryan's that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
set that guy up.
Just so fresh, so clean.
So fresh and so clean, clean.
I was hoping the Lyft guy was like, get rid of those guys.
And you just feed right into it. Yeah.
Yeah, get those guys out of here. He would have done that for sure.
No, he. I mean, I guess I got a distinct voice. I don't know, but he kind of was like, once I started talking, I was trying.
How old was he?
He was probably 40.
So, do you see you on the Jets or no?
Yeah, he's a Jet fan.
Okay, no. Jet fan. Jet fan. Come on, man. Okay.
But he didn't see my face.
Yeah,
he didn't. So
he gets your name on the app.
Did you have a hoodie on?
He heard my voice. I did have a hoodie on,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and I had my glasses. Yeah. But he heard my voice. I was trying to get him though.
Doesn't a hoodie make you more obvious?
Hold on, is your name Keyshawn on the app?
You know,
how many Keyshawns are there?
You know what I'm talking about. You know the dude that comes in the
club. No, he wasn't in the app. He was on the 98.7.
I'm saying, was he Uber or Lyft?
Lyft.
Then he got your name on the app.
Joseph.
But you know what I'm talking about, Max. You know the dude that walks around, wears the hoodie and the glasses, keeps his head down.
So you're looking. Who is that?
You look like somebody.
Who is that?
I'm like a celebrity.
I'm telling you, when I ducked in the car, he was looking at something, and I got in. He didn't see me like that. I'm telling you, Jay, I did.
What did you sound like? Let me hear what you sounded like when you talked.
It sounds like you normally talk.
That sounds like you. You have a distinct voice.
But he was listening to Bart and Hunt, and they were arguing, and Bart and whatever. And I was like, oh, you're listening to 98.7. You like sports. And then I said, oh, who else is on the show? What other or on this station, who else do you listen to? And then he was like, who do you mean? He said another show. I think it was the afternoon show. I think it was Michael K or something like that. And then I was like, no, the guy, the people in the morning. The guy.
The people in the morning.
It was the ex-basketball
Zubin,
player.
The white guy.
No, I said the ex-basketball player. I said the white, kind of like the white guy in the basketball player.
Why are you looking at Jay when he said white guy? That's not right.
No.
He looked right at you and pointed.
No.
I didn't do that. Max, you funny as hell. But then I'm like, and then I started to get in on myself. I'm like, yeah, and the Keyshawn guy, those guys, I don't really.
Obnoxious.
And then that's when when I said that, he looked, and it was like, okay, I'm. He got me now, I'm caught. And so at that point, I'm like, he was like, are you? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Because I was.
Oh, did you
play
have to talk sports the rest of the ride?
No, actually, he didn't talk sports.
Oh, see, now I respect that though.
No, he did.
I like
he just
that.
Chopped it up.
He's like, half the time you're not talking sports on the radio. Why start now?
And then we did talk Giants and Jets. I was like, oh yeah, those two teams, and that was the Knicks. They're not good. Nets, we'll see. And that was
what I always.
And I went to get my nails done.
What I always hate,
buffed.
Like, I always appreciate the sports fan who wants to talk about something specific, right? But when it's a general question, that's the worst. Hey, what do you think about Mike Tyson? What do I think about Mike? But if someone's asking something very specific, right? Then that lets you know they actually care. They're paying attention. It's not just, someone on TV, they want to talk.
No, he was cool, though. He wasn't like a dude that wasn't hip. He had the earring in his head. Mm-hmm. He had the full beard that was trimmed nice. He was cool. Mm-hmm. He was a good dude. That's
you know what's really funny?
When
I'm by myself, I'll talk to anybody. I'll still talk to anybody, even when I'm with my wife. But when I'm with my wife, it becomes a little bit different, right? Because it's my time. And sometimes people are like, oh, so what do you think about the Knicks?
I'm with my lady. What are you doing?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Just be aware.
You want me to teach you how to stop them from doing that?
How do you do? Oh, you give the look, yeah. See, you have, yeah, but you're way more like your facial expressions are very different. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Key, you meet people who just go right
they
to the stop
don't
sign.
Care.
Yeah.
Some people can't read body
language. They can't read it
because
they don't
all.
Want to. You know, this is their moment to talk to Key to Jay.
You turn your back on them. Yeah. That's cold, man.
Because I can see you coming with my periff.
Yeah, you periffed.
I periffed you.
And I see it coming.
Him. Say, this dude's going to be gracious
it's
right here. I'm
like
out.
I saw the Miami Dolphins coming, Max.
Look at that transition.
Hey, Falcons head coach Arthur Smith will join Canty and Carlin today, 5:15 p.m. Eastern. I'll bet you that Lyft driver is going to be listening to that, Key.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say my name or did you mean Key? You said Key.
Miami's 3.5-point dogs against the Bengals.
3.5.
I think that's a little surprising considering the way the Bengals have looked this year, considering the way Miami's looked this year. Look, the Bengals are at home.
You taking Cincy?
Yeah, but the Bengals, they could be 3-0 or 0-3. It just,
is it more about the uncertainty of Tua's health or an overall lack of confidence in Miami? Or to me, the reason I like the Bengals, honestly, Burrow hasn't really popped yet. I think he's due. It's 4 games in. He's due to pop one off, have a big game. That's why I like the Bengals, really.
But maybe it's because people are not confident in the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't think I think Jay's confident in the Dolphins. I think if you took a poll, I think more people are like okay, Dolphins. Even when we had Canty in here in through our break, I didn't bring it up. Jay didn't bring it up. He just chimed in and was like, "Hey, you're not gonna sell me on Tua and the Dolphins." I didn't prompt him to say that. Did I not? I didn't say, hey, what do you think about the Dolphins?
Can I go ahead and make a pretty profound statement right now?
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.